Once upon a time, actual movies were screened in the 20th Century Theater in Oakley, and that happens again on Sunday, November 1st. The film is called Clever Girl, and in the studio we have the writer and director, Joe Zappa, also David James, who's a co-producer and cinematographer. Thanks very much for being with us, guys.
Thanks for having us on.
Like I said, I'm excited because here we are, the 20th Century Theater, one of the great movie houses still in Cincinnati. You guys have got to be excited just the fact that you're showing your film there.
We hope that it has like a classical feel to it, the whole experience of going to see it for everybody, because it'll have an intermission because it's actually a series. So it'll almost be like going to an old adventure serial in the 30s and 40s, except a little bit darker and more modern.
And that's Joe Zappa. He's the writer and director. Now, I'm saying it's a movie, but it's actually a bunch of short films put together. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, we had an original short film that we shot about a year and a half ago. And just through a lot of development and rehearsals with the cast, we expanded the storyline to a point where it really felt like it could flourish at its best as a series. So we started developing it as a web series, and we started trying to gather a social media presence. Hopefully that's the direction it goes, as basically at this point, an 8-part miniseries that hopefully continues with a second season at some point.
So let me talk to you, David James. You're the co-producer, cinematographer, and the project is called Clever Girl. Now, just a title like that, I think you can attach that to any number of genres. We could be a romantic comedy. It could be a coming-of-age story, a thriller. You know, I mean, like Gone Girl, and you end up doing bad things to Doogie Howser. So you get to tell us, what is the movie about? Why is it called Clever Girl?
Well, Clever Girl is about a character named Denise Dopkins, and she is trying to make it as a journalist, and she is just not catching any breaks. So she finds a person named Chris, and he is a piano teacher composer, and she knows a little secret about him, that he is a serial killer. She starts dating him to get the scoop on the story, at which point he knows that she knows, and then from there some things happen, and that's the jumping point for our series.
So not romantic comedy.
Not quite, but there are some very romantic elements given the fact that it is a serial killer genre. Our two leads, played by Kip Bennett and Tiffany Aaron Davis, they are both very intimate in their relationship together. It's really nice to see. I did the cinematography, so my job was not as immersive as what Joe had to handle. So just showing up, doing the lighting and shooting it, and then seeing what he did with the actors and how real it got, it was something special.
Well, we got to mention that this is a Cincinnati production in almost every way, shape, and form. And you said you set up the shots and did the lighting. Where did you do all that?
Well, yeah, like you said, most of it took place in Cincinnati, but we also did do some in Kentucky, Indiana, Mainville, and everything was on locations, no sets, which gives it, in our case, what we needed was a little bit more of a claustrophobic feel sometimes by shooting in real locations where you can't just drag a wall out to get a better shot. You have to really show that people are in a small house or locked in a basement or...
So you went into actual living spaces?
Actual living spaces.
Absolutely, and plenty. I think there are about 27 locations in this show.
Okay, why don't you tell me about a couple like outdoor places that people might recognize?
There are a lot of montages that take place in Mainville. There are a lot of shots of downtown Cincinnati.
We did a parking garage in Norwood, Ohio. We did some street stuff in downtown Cincinnati, Mainville exteriors. There was a park in Pleasant Ridge that I believe we shot
Yes,
in.
There are a number of parks. There are parks in Kennedy Heights that we used. We used some beautiful properties in Indian Hill, I believe.
Yeah, there was one in Indian Hill that looks like people are going to be like, where in Cincinnati is this park? And the plot twist to that story is that it's actually some woman's backyard.
Okay, so we talked about the scenery and stuff. Let's talk about the actors. Now, these are all local actors?
Yeah, I know there are 57 extras and a principal cast of
30 speaking roles, and then in addition to that, 57 extras.
Now, the local people on the screen, are these like local theater people?
A lot of them are mostly film actors. Shannon Faith, she makes a pretty amazing transition to being in front of the camera for someone whose experience is almost entirely from the stage. But most of the actors, Tiffany Aaron Davis and on, they're mostly Cincinnati actors for the camera. But there was kind of a following online that began to come about. We kept trying to create these teasers to drum up more awareness of the project, and it turned it into more of a regional production. So we have actors from Kentucky, Indiana, Chicago.
Jason Greer from Carlisle, Ohio, and he made his big screen debut in Scott Cooper's Out of the Furnace.
He was in Out of the Furnace.
Christian Bale and Woody Harrelson.
Lizzie Lee is in Chicago PD and Empire on Fox. So it became more than just a Cincinnati-based production and more of a regional affair.
Along with everything else in the movie, can you tell us about the score? What we'll be hearing?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The score is being composed completely by Kip Bennett, who plays one of the central characters in the show. And essentially, it's a very orchestral score. We're trying to go against the grain of a lot of modern soundtracks. We really want to bring back, as you said, with Hitchcock, almost a Bernard Herrmann kind of sound that you hear in more classical suspense thrillers. So hopefully it has the real punch that I think it has.
Now, you realize, you know, you guys are following in the footsteps of folks like George Clooney and Don Cheadle coming here to film big movies. And with filming it here and you both being local talent yourselves, how did you decide to do it here? What was it like? Where did you start? And how long did it take you to do all this?
Well, basically, from development of the original short film, which is not a part of the series proper at this point, from then to now, I would say it's about 2 years in the making. This year, we shot the 8 episodes, and it took us about 5 months of shooting. Before that, I think fundraising took us a good 30 days. Yeah, it was a 30-day campaign on Kickstarter.
We raised, what, $19,000?
We raised $19,000. There was maybe a little bit of extra cachet that was used down the line at some point. But yeah, between writing it and developing it and shooting it, and now we're close to finished with the sound mix and the color grade, I'd say it's about 2 years.
Was this originally conceived to be seen in a theater or on TV, on the internet, or what?
Once the original short film, which is now called The Petersburg Girl, which you can find online, by the time we completed that, it had become pretty well known that we were going to develop it as a web series, ideally. That was initially what it was going to be. Now we're not exactly sure exactly what medium it's going to find, but hopefully it reaches kind of a cross-section of people that either is a television audience or an online media audience. But it was always meant to be a series. It was always meant to continue the storyline.
So we're talking about a premiere on Sunday, November 1st at the 20th Century. It's 8 episodes total. How is it going to be shown?
We're going to show 4 episodes, and then there's going to be an intermission, and then we show the next 4, and then people, I suppose, go and get a drink at the bar and wonder what happens next.
Yeah, we either celebrate with all the audience watching, or we celebrate by ourselves, depending on if they stick around.
Far from the angry mob.
Right, yeah.
Okay, and then after, on November 2nd, where can people see this set of movies?
Well, at that point, that's what we're still trying to figure out, is that we hope that you will be finding it online, but we still have to find distribution to carry it to either a Netflix or an Amazon or a Hulu. We're trying to determine where we're going to put this right now.
We're speaking with Joe Zappa and David James with a series of films called Clever Girl. They'll be showing it November 1st at the 20th Century Theater. This production that's just done, you're independent. What's next then? I mean, you're going to go in for more larger, more established work. What do you guys have planned?
Immediately, what we have planned next as a company, Brandold Productions, which is what Joe and I and fellow producers Kip Bennett, Myra Grubbs, and Sahil Sharma, started this company called Brandold Productions, and we are going to be doing our first feature-length film, moving it into production next year. I'll be writing and directing. Joe will be producing and acting in it. And it's going to be a lot of fun. But we're also really trying to move forward on a season 2 for Clever Girl as soon as possible. So we'll see where the chips fall.
So that's Clever Girl. We've been speaking with writer and director Joe Zappa, David James, the co-producer and cinematographer. Clever Girl has its world premiere, right? World premiere on Sunday, November 1st at the 20th Century Theater in Oakley. Thanks a lot for being with us, guys.
Thanks so much,
Frank.
I love the show.
Appreciate it.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.